is our first time meeting you.
Yeah, first time.
I love this.
So how is it, you know, someone who's, you know, you're, what, you know, what are the chances where your first single hits the radio, or at least hit the radio here where we're at, right during a pandemic, and something that we know that artists get to go do is they get to go out and do these radio tours, yeah, where they want to go out and get in front of people and do that. And here you are with this song that's on, and you're at home. You know, what is that? What's that like? What's going through your head with that skill?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously wasn't planned, but I'm making the best of it. You know, thank God for this right here. You know, us still being able to hang out and connect, even though we're not able to be in person. So I count that as a blessing, and I try to make sure every day I wake up to think, you know, glass half full, and at least come up with one or two things that I'm grateful for that day. You know, so the way I'm looking at it is I get to spend, you know, a lot of good time, you know, with my wife here at the house, and my studio's here at home. So I'm able to work on music, new music. So, you know, I'm choosing to find the silver lining in the situation.
And you and your wife are very creative. I watch you guys do some cooking shows together, which I think is super sweet. Yeah. I'm married with a chef. My husband's a chef, and I just stay out of the kitchen. I don't cook with him, but I really should, because it looks like it's a romantic time together, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's like our little date night that we get to have with the world. And I'm definitely, for sure, not a good cook at all. And I think that's kind of the fun of it is us kind of like figuring it out as we go with everybody out there.
And it's called Stirred Up, right? Is that what it's called? Is that what you guys call it?
Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
Which is such a great name. And that's really neat. And something we were talking about a little bit before as the stream popped up, how easy it is and the different ways that you can reach people. You know, you get people through your music, but social media, for all of its, you know, all of its negativity that we hear about, and heck, I got into it with some folks today already. It gives you a chance to kind of show people a different side of you, and you may even be able to grab some fans that way. It's got to be pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's important to me to let everybody in on our real life, you know, what life is really like. You know, I know when I was, you know, growing up, you know, my musical heroes were almost like superheroes in a way. They weren't even human. And, you know, I really want people to just see that, you know, I just, you know, life is just regular old regular over here, you know, and I just, you know, I think it's fun to let people in on life outside of the music aspect of it, you know.
Well, this is really cool and a special treat for our Facebook Live audience. We call them our live feeders. In a few moments, Nico Moon is going to perform some songs, but you guys can contribute with the conversation. So as I kind of look over here, in case you're like, what is Steph looking at? I'm reading some of our live feeders. Helen already has a question for you, Nico. Is there any song that you wrote that you wish you would have kept for yourself? Because you've written some big hits, especially for Zac Brown Band. So that's a great question, Helen.
That is a good question. There is one Zac Brown Band song that I'm really attached to. It wasn't a single. It's a deep cut, but it's called Day That I Die. And that song just really has a soft spot in my heart. I love that song. That might be the only one.
Do you ever perform it at concerts back in the day, or as maybe you perform for a live audience through social media? Do you ever perform that one?
Yeah, every once in a while I will. But you know, I think everything works out the way it's supposed to. And he did such a great job singing it. And I love writing for other artists too. It's a lot of fun. It's like you, like when I write for Zach, you know, I put on my imaginary beanie and my imaginary axe in my imaginary five kids.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's so true.
And I think to myself, you know, like, all right, now what is important to me now, you know? Because it's different, you know, coming from another artist. So it's a lot of fun. It's almost like you get to pretend to be them for a minute, you know? But now I'm just really enjoying coming out with my own music for the first time and, you know, not putting on anything imaginary, but just being me.
You even wrote a song for Chris Cornell. Like that's, you know, that's out of, at least that's what the Wikipedia page said. That's out of the country genre. I mean, was that a bit of a trip when, you know, someone said, hey, you're gonna have a rock song by someone who, you know, I mean, Chris in the 90s, you know, Chris, I mean, that, you didn't get much bigger than, you know, Black Hole Sun. You didn't get much bigger than Soundgarden.
Yeah, Soundgarden. I mean, I grew up, you know, loving alternative rock and loving Soundgarden. And what, I mean, I think Chris Cornell is one of the greatest voices, all genres, you know, just one of the greatest voices of all time. So that was a huge honor. And it's been a lot of fun to write in all different genres for people. And yeah, I just count myself as being a really blessed and fortunate songwriter that, you know, have gotten songs cut all over the board. And it's real important to me now as an artist to make music that's really authentic to who I am and how I grew up, you know? So that's why my music is the way that it is. I'm trying to make country music that is a direct reflection as much as possible as to me, the person, you know?
I want to talk real quick. We're going to get to Ellen has another question to kind of like what Steph's question, but I want to talk about being authentic and being who you are. Before we got going, we were chatting and I said, you remind me of Drake White, not only with the chill sound, but also that headgear that you rock on. We had Drake White here one time and I said, what's with the hat? And he said, nobody's wearing this hat. And I said, yeah, I'm aware of that. What's with it? It's a very distinctive hat. I mean, that's got to attract some attention. What's with that style of hat? Because we looked at pictures of you and that seems to be a staple.
Yeah, it's my go-to. You know, I love hats. I'm a hat collector, so I have a bunch of them. But this one is definitely my favorite one that I wear most days because it's got a lot of sentimental value. A good friend of mine made it for me, so
cool.
That's why I love it so much.
That's awesome. Cool. And you make it look good. Whenever I see someone like you making a hat look good, I try and wear one and I can't do it.
I look like a prospect. I look like a prospector in that. Like I time traveled here from middle California in 1850, just looking for gold.
You know, I'm a big believer that there is a hat style for everybody. You know, you just got to find that one that works. You may go through like 10 different styles and it's just not quite clicking, but then you'll find that one and it's like, oh, that's it.
Okay, just, I got to find
I promise you, I look bad. If
as we get to know Nico Moon, you have the signature hat and you also have the signature name. Is there any story behind your name? It's so cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, Nico just means rebirth. And
That's cool.
I'm fortunate to have a unique name.
That's really cool. Helen asked, and I'm sure you get this a lot, and as someone that looks like, you know, like we do, you know, you get a lot of questions. Helen said, I see you have quite a few tattoos. Do you have a favorite tattoo?
Yeah, I do got a favorite tattoo. I got my dad's signature right on the inside of my wrist.
Oh, that's really sweet.
My dad's he's my hero. He taught me how to play music. He's a songwriter too, and taught me the love of crafting songs and just how to be an all around general good person. So I love my dad a lot, and that's probably the most meaningful one to me.
So I love hearing people that have meaningful tattoos. Like I've got a hot dog. Why? Because I like hot dogs. But you got this really sweet. You got this really sweet tattoo of your dad, like me. I just like hot dogs. I'm just saying,
I got tattoos like that too. Don't worry.
So do you have any tattoos? Like, what's your least favorite tattoo? Like, I've got one on my wrist. I'm like, oh, can't stand this thing. Do you have one where you're like, oh, that was a mistake that night?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Well, you know, I got this one tattoo right here. It's like an ink and a quill. And me and my wife got it together because she's a songwriter too. And, you know, we wrote Good Time together. So we got it for our love of songwriting, but it just didn't come out, you know, it didn't come out the way I thought it was going to come out in my mind. It's kind of hard to tell what it is. So a lot of times people are like, what is that? You know?
Jackson has one of those on his arm too, where I was like, what is that? Is that a head of lettuce? But then the story is really pretty behind of it.
Yeah. It's a, over here, I've got a lotus flower, and it's a lotus flower and a rising sun. But yeah, sometimes when you have a tattoo, and you know, I think you're a bit younger than me, some of them don't age well. So when you get one that doesn't look good, it really ain't gonna look good in 10 years when that ink starts to spread. You know, then again, what is it? It's a panther now.
Right, yeah. I like to think of tattoos as, you know, little bookmarks in life. And so whenever something important to me happens, you know, I like to commemorate it with a tattoo.
That's awesome. Well, you're going to get a lot of tattoos then in the near future, because your star is definitely rising here in Madison, Wisconsin on today's Q106. Our live feeders are loving this experience. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. In a moment, you're going to play one or two songs for us. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
right,
whatever
you want. So before we get to the music, where do you like people following the most? Is there a certain social media that you love? You're just really into Facebook, or is it really TikTok? Where do you want us to keep following you on the social?
Well, you know, I kind of think of them all a little bit differently. And so I like to ping pong around, you know, TikTok is a little more of my like comedic side. I like to be a little more goofy on TikTok, you know, and Instagram and Facebook is a little more, I guess you would say, you know, more musical minded, you know?
Yes.
So it just depends. I like to let little different sides of my personality out on each one.
I love it. And Nico Moon, thank you for hanging out with us today.
One of the only good things we found about, you know, about what everything that's going on right now is the access we've had and the fun hangs like this that we've had. And we love telling people about new music. And like we were saying before it got started, I heard your song at 3 o'clock in the morning one day when I got in here. Mm-hmm. And I immediately went and downloaded it on my phone.
Yep.
And I was like, this guy is phenomenal. So when we heard about possibly having you on, I was like, yes, please. We want to do what we can to tell everyone about this. Cause like one of our live feeders said, this is just the kind of music that we need right now.
Thank you, Jackson. I appreciate it. Thank you, Seth, too. Thank y'all for all the love that y'all are showing me and good time. It means the world to me. It really does. And it's not lost on me for one second. How amazing it is to have this kind of love and support. So thank y'all so much. And anytime y'all want to hang out, just let me know. I'm here at the house.
Woo!
Oh, we'll bother you a lot more often then. Watch out for that.
Yeah.
Because we do morning radio in the morning. I'm not sure what time you get up. So
I'm an early riser, so I'm down.
Well, thank you again, and we'll see you and your wife hanging out. And I love that she co-wrote that song with you. That makes it even more special. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we write all our music. All my music is we write together. So the whole album she co-wrote.
Wow, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. That's so cool. When is the album out? Is it available for us yet?
So the EP is out right now. It's 5 songs, and both songs I just played are on the EP.
Okay.
And the full length album will be coming out soon.
Yay! Great. Thank you, Nico Moon. We'll see you guys.
You got it, y'all.
Bye.
See you.
Bye now.